Bill O'Reilly here, Wednesday, April 20th, 2022. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening across our nation. Russia claims President Biden has a mental disorder. Putin's invasion causing food shortages here in the USA. Anti-Semitic hate crimes surge in New York City. Economists rank the best towns for retirement. Also ahead, what exactly is evil? But first, a state-run newspaper in Russia reporting Joe Biden suffers from dementia. The pro-Kremlin outlet writing, quote, "The American president is not in his right mind and exhibits five symptoms. He has a serious mental health disorder. Many Americans feel sorry for their president, but wonder if he is able to perform his functions," unquote. The article claims Mr. Biden appears forgetful, disoriented, wanders aimlessly, and has difficulty moving. That from the Russian media. The war in Ukraine pushing food prices higher in the USA. The cost of poultry, beef, chicken, eggs, fish up another 5% compared to early February. Ukraine and Russia are major grain exporters, and of course, that affects all food prices. So the conflict is adding even more pressure on Americans already hurting financially because of inflation. Attacks against New York's Jewish community, the largest in the country, rising 300%. The NYPD confirming at least 45 separate incidents across the five boroughs since January, up from just 12 during the same period last year. Major felonies in the Big Apple also surging. Car theft up 93%. Armed robbery 33%. Assault 12%. Shootings 25%. Violent crime in the subways up an astounding 50% in the last 4 months. Forbes magazine listing the best retirement places in America. Here they are: Raleigh, North Carolina; Savannah, Georgia; Charleston, South Carolina; Houston, Texas. Number one, Sarasota, Florida. 50% of that city's population over the age of 65. The typical monthly mortgage, $1,400. Average temperature, 76 degrees, although it does get a bit warm in August. In a moment, evil. Do you know what it is? Right back.
Recession and inflation are here. Gas, housing, and everyday goods are up, way up. And you want to be ready for any situation. So what would you do if there's no food on the shelf? Arc Heirloom Seeds are here to help. Did you know 99% of seeds sold today can't reproduce? With heirloom seeds, you only have to plant once. Then you can grow year after year, giving you and your family stability and security because things are getting crazy out there. Our all-in-one seed kit provides everything you need to grow your own food. This premium seed kit has over 65 varieties, 50,000 seeds, and stores for 15 years. You'll also get our exclusive seed guide to make growing a no-brainer. Arc Seed Kits is a family-owned and operated business and the most trusted name in the nation for over 15 years. Our mandate is to get heirloom seeds into every home in America. Go to arcseedkits.com today and get free shipping by entering promo code podcast. That's arkseedkits.com, promo code podcast. Get your seeds, get prepared, get growing. arcseedkits.com.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. Evil. The definition is profoundly immoral and wicked, reprehensible. Wow. You know any evil people? I think about my mother, who never met an evil person in her life. She was essentially a child of the Depression and World War II and grew up in a traditional home. And then established another traditional home, was a bit cloistered, and really never ran into evil. And I discussed it with her one time. I said, "Mom, do you know any evil people?" And she looked at me and went, "Billy, that's not a good question." But evil exists in this world and in worlds prior. Kublai Khan, emperor of Mongolia and China in the late 13th century. Khan's conquest of Asia led to the deaths of 20 million people back then. Sultan Saladin, The Muslim warrior captured Jerusalem for the Islamic religion in 1187. He routinely beheaded thousands of Christian knights during the siege. He ordered the mass execution of 2,000 Christians in 1191. Not a good guy, Saladin. In contemporary times, Adolf Hitler, of course, the Nazi dictator's war in Europe, led to the most destructive event in human history. 60 million people displaced, 25 million killed, 6 million wiped out in the extermination camps. Joseph Stalin, Hitler's contemporary, Soviet leader is responsible for the deaths of 20 to 30 million Russians, most commonly from starvation. Stalin orchestrated famines in Ukraine, Siberia, other places as a method of population control. Mao Zedong, the dictator of China, took over in 1949. But between the years 1958 and 1965, Mao launched a series of failed Marxist programs, including the so-called Great Leap Forward. The communist experiments led to food shortages again, lack of housing, mass political executions. 45 million Chinese were killed in less than a decade on the orders of Mao. So now we have Putin. Is he evil? I say yes, he is. Every day for the past 8 weeks, his military has killed innocent civilians, children, babies. Why? For what? His invasion of Ukraine is senseless. Ukraine wasn't a threat to him or anybody in Russia. Putin did it for his ego. There is no other reason. His army is exterminating civilians for Putin's ego. That is evil. You may remember that in 2017, I told then-President Trump that Putin was a killer. And indeed he is. And killers are evil. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. If you'd like more honest news analysis, please visit BillO'Reilly.com, where you can see me on television. In a moment, something you might not know. Did you know every day is a perfect day for peace of mind? With American Home Shield Warranty, you are covered for unexpected breakdowns like leaky faucets or faulty water heaters. Choose a plan that fits your budget and rest easy knowing repairs and replacements are taken care of. Simply contact American Home Shield when an issue arises, and their trusted pros will handle it according to your coverage. Don't let worries about appliances and home systems weigh you down. Celebrate the reassurance of protection. Don't worry. Be warranty. For 20% off plans, visit ahs.com/bill. For more details, see ahs.com/contracts for coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product is being offered is a service contract and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty, which may be provided by the home builder or manufacturer. Now, the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. On this day in 1871, President Ulysses Grant signed a series of laws allowing the federal government to crack down on an emerging threat to the country, the Ku Klux Klan. Here is the story. Following the Civil War, the ratification of the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendments sought to protect former slaves from harm. The movement to block blacks from voting then went underground. Founded in 1865 by a group of Confederate veterans, the KKK rapidly grew from a secret fraternity to a paramilitary force. Local chapters were formed throughout the country, especially in the South. Members terrorized and often killed anyone promoting equal rights. To stop the mayhem, Congress passed the Ku Klux Klan Act. Grant signed the law on April 20th, 1871. The act allowed the U.S. Army to fight the Klan and other groups trying to deny blacks the right to vote. The president was even granted the power to suspend habeas corpus and indefinitely detain those accused of perpetuating violence against African Americans. Within days, 9 counties in South Carolina were placed under martial law. Thousands were arrested by the Grant government. But in 1882, the U.S. Supreme Court unanimously decided the KKK law was unconstitutional. The court said the government could not use the military to enforce election laws. That ruling directly led to Jim Crow, which is the denial of voting rights to African Americans, and that lasted well into the 20th century. Without federal intervention, the Klan dominated vast sections of the country for decades. But during the 1960s, the organization was damaged by FBI Director J. Edgar Hoover, who used undercover agents to lock up the group's leadership. And here's something else you might not know. 151 years later, the KKK remains active. According to the Anti-Defamation League, there are 42 chapters in 22 states. Membership in the USA estimated at 10,000. In 2022, the state with the highest number of Klan members remains the same as the day President Grant signed the law in 1871. Mississippi. Back after this.
Who is there for the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who is helping our nation's homeless veterans? And who is helping our nation keep its vow to never forget 9/11? I'll tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The foundation's In the Line of Duty programs honor our nation's heroes and their families. That includes its Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs. The foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year. Dozens of golf outings and barbecues. And the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is helping to educate kids in kindergarten through 12th grade about our nation's darkest day, 9/11. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. This charity keeps its word and honors our nation's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.